If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
All right, great segue over to floors.
Perfect. Well, there's flooring and bowling, so you know. Hardwood floors. Have you ever fixed a bowling alley? Come on.
We have.
Have you?
And who here knows what is the predominant species used in bowling alley floors?
All right, you're not allowed to guess.
I won't.
Oak.
Maple.
Ash.
Anything else? Anyone else?
How many?
It's not balsa. It's got to be hard, right?
All right, so who said maple?
Me. I did.
That is the correct answer.
Well, of course, I'm going to know, right? So nowadays, they use poly boards, don't they? They don't actually even use hardwood.
They can, yes, but the ball will spin differently.
Yeah.
And I'm no expert on bowling.
I know
bowling,
that, but you're flooring.
Yes, yes. But there is a science to bowling alley flooring and the coatings that are used.
Yeah, oils.
And the oils are applied and the type of oil and all of those sorts of things.
So how do you repair that? Can you repair that, or is that a special bowling person.
Yeah, so there are people that specialize in bowling alley, you know, floors.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it is just it is a hardwood floor. So it's a narrow board.
Yep.
It's generally a little thicker than a traditional three-quarter inch floor.
It's got to take a bowling ball getting thrown at it.
So there are some nuances, but it's completely doable.
Huh.
I knew a guy that would buy... when bowling alleys would shut down, he'd go in and buy the flooring and repurpose it for like shelving and
that's cool.
Fireplace mantles, very cool stuff.
Huh, absolutely, that is cool. David. Some of the most expensive flooring in our industry is reclaimed lumber from old barns.
That's beautiful.
That are taken apart, dismantled, resawn, and sold into flooring. Sometimes cabinetry, depending.
Yeah.
That is some of the most expensive, most beautiful flooring that you can source.
Okay, can I admit something on air?
Do you ever hold back?
No.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say.
One of the most fascinating, I've gotten into sawmill cutting of the wood for some reason. It popped up on my feed once, and now I can't get enough.
So it's satisfying just watching?
You know, they got the 48-inch blades going, and there's a chance of somebody losing a limb.
Yeah.
And that ginormous tree goes through, and I just saw something this morning. They reclaimed some old railroad bridge trusses.
Yeah.
And they were cutting this up.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
You got too much time on your hands.
Way too much time.
David, the next time I go to a flooring mill for an inspection,
can you take me?
Oh, I bet that's cool.
Oh, wait, is there one local?
No. Usually go, most of our mills are up in Canada.
I'm in.
It's fascinating.
Will you tell me?
I will.
Okay.
You can record it. You can document it.
So that's cool.
For future.
Preferably before October. Okay, just
for October.
Yeah, what happens
in October?
Yeah, what happens?
It gets like 70 below up there in Canada.
Oh,
I don't
need
I don't need to
go in the summertime.
We'll call an Uber. It's not
Winnipeg. Winnipeg still has snow. They were getting snow yesterday. Yeah, Winnipeg. Which is crazy.
I was in. I went to Winnipeg. There used to be a steel. It probably still is. It was like 70 below with the wind chill.
Sure.
I'm like, what am I doing here? It's just like ridiculous.
You're not built for that.
I'm not built for that.
That's why some of the best flooring comes from that climate. Because of the slower growth of the trees, tighter growth rings, more density out of that wood, and that's where we source it from.
Now with this tariff, you know, Michigas been settled by the Supreme Court, have they lifted the tariffs on Canadian lumber, or is that still there?
So very interesting. According to the USMCA agreement, the U.S.-Mexico and North America
during Trump 1 administration.
Correct. All flooring was exempt from all of these current tariffs.
Okay.
So we never experienced.
No way.
Yeah. Now, that's only true for hard lumber, not soft lumber. So plywood
is a
completely different story.
And it's still on?
Parts of it are still on, I believe, yes.
Wow. All right.
Well, we haven't seen that price increase, but I'm sure you've seen it. The price increases because of the oil, the fuel, the freight costs.
It's starting to trickle down. We're getting a lot of notifications from a lot of our suppliers, 3% this, 2% that. Yep. You know, it's definitely in the pipeline.
We're going to take, I know we're going to get back to you after the break because Ashley hijacked a segment about bowling.
Thanks a lot, Ashley.
She's not in often, so we want to get like an update, lifestyle update. She's dating someone, which is great.
She's
right?
In a bowling
league, which is fantastic. Well, wonderful.
Seeing that Ashley ate, we got to tell Hanson we got to take 15 minutes of his show. So, John, you might as well come in 15 minutes late. All right, we're going to come back after the break with more of Igor Marak after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any hesidu. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about hesidu?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Steve in Brookfield's got a question for you. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Igor, I spoke to you about, 4 or 6 weeks ago when you were on the show last. And ironically, you were talking about Canadian wood and stuff like that. I have wood flooring I bought. I think it's called Mercier. I don't know if you're familiar with it. M-E-R-C-I-E-R.
Yeah, Mercier. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the flooring I got, 3/4 inch, 3 3/4 wide, pre-finished, all solid maple. And when I spoke to you, you said put down some 15-pound felt. First question, can I use 30-pound felt?
You can. I mean, 15-pound felt is what we have in the industry as a standard. So we'd recommend that, but you can absolutely go to 30 if you need it to.
What's the difference other than 15 more? What does 15 higher felt get them?
I mean, it's one of those things where there's a specific industry standard way to do it. And 15-pound felt is what's recommended. If you wanted to go to 30 or something different, I mean, you know, certainly you can. The whole point of felt is to insulate that plywood from any potential moisture that may be there. And it also helps with acoustics as well.
Got it.
So that's the reason we like the felt.
I'm sorry. And the only reason I say 30 is because I got a couple of leftover rolls from when I did a project for myself.
Not going to hurt.
And then the company that I spoke with in tech on the Mercier, they said the vapor retarder, a non-tarred felt paper. I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure what they may be referring to. I mean, you know, as far if you're in a single family home and you're installing directly over plywood, felt paper is all you really pretty much need.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering because it's like I said, it says non-tarred felt paper, and I was like, going, I don't know what he meant.
I mean,
by
we
that.
Use tarred felt paper for the roofing industry, right. So they might just want to make sure that felt doesn't have tar in it, because if you do that, you're going to get quite the smell inside your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a bleed factor, but I find it hard to believe it's going to bleed through a 3/4 inch thick piece of maple.
It would just smell.
In the presence of moisture and or potentially even heat, you know, in the summer is when you would pick up that odor. So, I would just, if you have 30-pound felt, you should be fine. I don't see any issue with that. And you're putting it on the first floor, right, above grade?
Yes, it's on the first floor living room. Took off the carpeting and want to put down the flooring. Now, what I have is an asphalt felt. Is that okay or not? Because we just talked about the smell possibly.
Right. So if it's asphalt, I would probably stay away from
it. Yeah, we don't want to use that, right?
No, we don't want to use asphalt, no.
Okay, so strictly look for a felt that doesn't have asphalt.
Yeah, what's it called? Because we call you, so what? What is the 15-pound felt that you use?
Yeah, I mean, it's specifically designed for flooring installations, and it's an industry standard underlayment material that's used. So if you walk into the hardware store, really, and you say, I'm looking for, you know, 15-pound felt for flooring installations, they'll point you directly at the product you should be using.
Do you sell the felt paper?
We can. I mean, it's not generally something we sell at retail. But, yeah, if you want to give us a call, you know, we'd be happy to help you with that. That's no problem at all.
Okay.
Steve, is that where you got your leftover 30-pound felt was when they did the roof?
Oh, gosh. It's been a while back. I really don't know where I purchased it or anything like that. But if I go to your big box store and I just look for felt that's non-asphalt, I should be good to go.
You really should be. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Igor. I appreciate
that. You're very welcome.
Hey, Steve, I was told by the boys in the control room that you received your Mr. Floor cleaning product. What are your thoughts?
I did. And I haven't used it yet. It's for my kitchen cabinets. I'm a retired cabinet maker for over 42 years and Union 1027. And
hey, now.
I got to clean it. I got to clean it up one of these days when I get a chance. But I'm really looking forward to it because I hear how, you know, Igor always talks about, you know, the different cleaning products that he has. And I didn't want to do the flooring because I haven't put it down yet. But I said I could use it for my kitchen cabinets without a doubt.
Steve, as a cabinet maker, what have you used to clean your cabinets before?
There was a product that I had. I think it was called Guardsman. Okay. And they don't make it anymore. Yep. Yeah, they don't make it anymore. And what I was concerned about is when it cuts the grease on the kitchen hood and the doors around it, that I don't cut into the finish. It's a catalyzed finish that's on there, two-part series. I'm not a pre-finisher. I had a guy do it for me at the cabinet shop. But I don't want to harm the finish or the you know, color of the cherry cabinets that I have.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to using your product, Igor, and if it works, fantastic. And
I'm sure you'll be very, very happy, Steve. You know, the difference between our product and most of the others, and this is sort of, you know, goes for all of our cleaning products, and I would encourage you to try our wood floor cleaner on your wood floor once you're done installing it, is that it will not hurt the finish. It will not leave a residue behind. It will not contaminate. It won't act as a magnet and draw additional contaminants to it. It's really designed to just clean, remove whatever grease you may have on those cabinets or, you know, on your wood flooring, and then just leave the surface nice and clean and contaminant free.
And what do you call the one that you're talking about for the floor cleaning?
It's the wood floor cleaner. So if you go to MrFloor.com, you will see our full lineup of cleaning products, and they're all targeted, they're all unique, and they'll do a fantastic job for you.
Okay. Looking forward to getting it once I get the floor down, and looking forward to using the cabinet cleaner. And thank you again for allowing that for your customer. Well, for your callers.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I also heard from the control booth that you think that the cabinet maker union is a lot tougher than the 150 guys and gals. Is that true?
I don't know about that. 150 is the heavy equipment people, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I also know some guys from Local 1 and 13, which are the outside carpenters.
Yeah, you don't mess with those guys either.
Nope.
Just stick to making cabinets. And that's what, the 150 guys are, stick to your cabinet making, Steve. Keep it in your lane.
I also did outside carpenter work too, though. So my forte is going to 4 years of trade school at Washburn Trade School and back in the day.
Okay. There you go. All right. Nice. Shout out to Washburn. Well, thanks for that, bud. Thanks for sharing your story. And call back with your experience after you use the wood cabinet cleaner.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the help and time.
All right, buddy. 312-981. That was Steve out in Brookfield. That's good,
fantastic.
Right?
Fantastic.
Makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
Guy handy, obviously. And I think we just saved him from using a product that shouldn't be used inside.
I would say so. Have you ever had or heard of that before where someone was trying to,
absolutely. You know, that was the kind of the reason and really the impetus for us creating our product line, Jeremy, is that, you know, so many of our clients, you know, we install these beautiful floors and people would spend thousands of dollars and then they would use a bucket of water and a mop.
Or they would use
vinegar, or they would use other things that would just, and exactly what Steve just mentioned, you know, it would cut through the polyurethane, or you know, break it down, soften it, and wear that coating out prematurely. And so now you've got a floor that's designed to last 15, 20 years that's now in need of refinishing in 5.
I know you don't recommend it, but you can drink all your products. I know you don't recommend it,
there's no reason to drink
I understand. There's no, you know, I noticed on the label it doesn't say do not consume, but, well, maybe it does. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but there's no chemicals in it, really.
It's completely biodegradable. Yeah. It's our own specialty, you know, formulated product. There's a blend of surfactants in it. It's all designed to lift dirt, not leave and deposit any other oils or waxes to the surface, which can break down those
coatings.
Just clean it.
Igor's attorney just texted in. It will be on all future packs.
It probably is.
Do not drink.
Through it like it's going out of style. Like, we get those gallon things, and it's probably like once a month or something like that.
Yep,
I know we're not supposed to use that much, but we have so many kids and all the,
you know what, it's you know, you use it as needed.
Yeah.
So we've got clients that can go a month, that can go 2 months.
Sure.
It just depends on you know, how much activity you have in the home. But the fact that you're cleaning it correctly, and the fact that you're not depositing any oil and wax on the surface, Jeremy, is going to last a while.
Well, so here's what I noticed. Our upstairs floor, which is really old and original, looks phenomenal. We had it refinished one time and only used the Mr. Floor cleaning product. Our downstairs floor, which is only 18 years old, we obviously, you know, my Graham, water, vinegar. Yeah, well, Joe, sure. Right? Like,
yeah,
it's just, hey, this is how you clean hardwood floors, right?
Yep.
Is trashed a little bit, right? Like, the finish has come off and everything else. But yeah.
Yeah, no,
so
absolutely.
It does make a difference.
We got to hit news, but we just got a texter 708. I recently used Mr. Floor product at home. I have in Wisconsin. So they saved it for, you know, they wanted it if they're going to try it, we might as well try it in Wisconsin before they try it in Illinois. It is amazing and would recommend it to everyone. So there you go.
Absolutely. And David, just so you know, and you probably do know this already, you know, we ship nationwide. Yeah. We've got clients coast to coast. So we've got people with second homes or, you know, if they're listening online somewhere in Florida or California. I mean,
Roy's here right now. Absolutely. But Roy's from Florida, really.
Yes, he is. He's got a beautiful tan.
He does have a beautiful tan.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFlora.com and use the promo code WGN for a nice little discount on your first order.